This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Interview that's going to air tomorrow. I believe what he believes in this case, that this wouldn't happen if he was president. Here's what he said, his take at this moment.
We have to protect Israel. There's no choice. And we have to do it. He has been hurt very badly because of what's happened here. He was not prepared. He was not prepared. And Israel was not prepared. And under Trump, they wouldn't have had to be prepared.
Was the prime minister distracted?
Who would have thought their intelligence would have been able to pick this up? Thousands of people were involved. Thousands of people knew about it, and they let this slip by. That was not a good thing for him or for anybody.
And when he says him, he means Prime Minister Netanyahu. He was not prepared for this, caught blindsided, and it's hard for me to believe with the reputation of their intelligence services.
Trump's right. Took a lot of planning. I alluded to it in the first hour. He said thousands of people involved. He's right. The number of cells, I don't know if you guys know this, they took pipes out of the ground, water pipes, to make rockets. And you wonder why there's no water in the Gaza Strip. These terrorists stole the pipes out of the ground. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Oh, man. Caught with their hand in the cookie jar, with their pants down. I mean, use whatever metaphor you need, but not prepared. The Biden administration, remember this date, September 11th, 2023, they cut a deal with Iran. Transferred $6 billion in the money's still not even in their banks. We could freeze it right now. Is the administration freezing that money knowing that Iran sent money to Hamas and Hezbollah? Have they frozen it? What do you think Trump would have done? I mean, well, he never would have given them the $6 billion. For the record, I watched the Secretary of State for Joe Biden and this crooked illegal administration go online during a press conference, or I saw it online, and he said Trump is the reason why that oil money was there, why we owe it to him. No, Trump is the reason why we froze it. But that's the spin. This is crazy stuff, folks. Crazy. They said transfer $6 billion to the Islamic Republic for the five American prisoners. Lifted the sanctions. Biden, they wrote this, the highest authority in the U.S. declared that he stands with Israel against Hamas and the Palestinian people. Therefore, he is a partner to this aggression. He must pay the price. This is what Hamas said of Joe Biden. Hamas should be shutting up about Joe Biden. They should be saying, we want to thank our brother in America because he has given us lots of stuff to, you know, he has made it very even for America to come in and do this. We now kill people with Biden money. Unbelievable. Baraka, shh. Keep it down, bro. Keep it down. Joe Biden's your friend. And now they got, I've heard 22, I've heard 25. So put a multiplier times two. They have at least 50 Americans they're going to use as bargaining chips. Once the dust settles. So here's where we are. Unbelievable. Here's McCarthy talking about terrorism inside of the United States.
You know, in your speech yesterday, you had a lot of stuff, but one of the things you say is that the number one threat to America is not climate change, which is what Mr. Biden says repeatedly. You say the principal threat is open borders down south. Can you elaborate on that? I just mentioned that with Brett Baer. I mean, that is really a key point.
Well, you should learn from history. There's so many things we've learned. What happened in Ukraine, what happened in Afghanistan, leaving Americans behind. First, you don't want to leave any American behind here. You want to be very clear at that. You want to stand shoulder to shoulder with Israel. But we should learn from what happened in Israel. You know, you look at this horrific, what we found today, these babies in this kibbutz. I was in that exact kibbutz on February of last year, taking a tour with those individuals. They had two walls there. And what we have is an open border. And if you look in 2019, we had caught zero number of people on the FBI terrorist watch list. As of so far this year, 151, coming from 160 different countries, from Yemen and others. This is exactly what they're doing. You could have a cell inside of America right now. Do you think Iran, you talked about this, I was with President Trump the night we killed Soleimani, and I was there, and they have never forgiven or never forgotten about that. We've watched what they continue to do. They've planned this entire operation, and we have appeasement with this new administration.
Appeasement. There you go. I'm out of words to comment on this. I don't know what else I can tell you about Israel. It was a complete clandestine services snafu beyond belief. I wouldn't call it a snafu because that means situation normal, all effed up. This was a huge... The situation normal for Mossad and the Israelis is to be on top of things. So what happened? Thousands of people, as Trump said, involved in the planning. And you got nothing, no, not a whiff of this coming? How's that possible? Look, I've watched enough spy thrillers to ask myself, why did this not work? I mean, somebody's going to drop dime and you're going to go, ooh, let's check this out. And you go down the thread. MI6, they didn't know? There's a lot of Muslims in London. So if MI, think about it this way. There are Muslims now in every clandestine service in the world. And they kept this quiet. How'd they do that? We have people that supposedly care about London that are Arab. The ones that care about the U.S., care about Israel. And every maybe except Mossad, there's or China, there's somebody of Muslim faith. How do we not get this? How does that group of people not communicate with their counterparts and hear some chatter? Social media. I'm giving you the answer. All this stuff is owned by the left, and nothing happened. It makes you wonder. Zuckerberg, were you unaware? Elon Musk, did they not do anything on X? How did this happen? Anyway, we're going to move on. We're going to talk about the Bidens here in a bit. Decency in the White House, always love to remind you that that's what they brought.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Haven't seen much polling on Joe Biden, but can be good. He got some bad polling news not that long ago. 10 points behind Trump. But I want to remind you, 1 week earlier, he was said to have been in a statistical tie. Welcome back. We're going to go back into Joe Biden in a lot more depth here, especially classified documents and decency in the White House. But right now I want to talk about this thing that nothing changed. And this was, what, a couple weeks ago? Donald Trump, 10 points ahead of Joe Biden a week earlier, statistical tie. How is that even possible? And I told you guys, that was this one of the many signs that told you Joe Biden's toast. Now we get the situation with Israel. What are the new numbers? Well, let me give them to you. Trump's still leading Biden in key states, up by 9 points in Pennsylvania, blah, blah, blah. Latest poll was 2 days old when I read it. I don't think it reflected any of the Israel stuff. I'm going to make you a bet. Joe Biden's numbers will go down even further. And here's what I've learned about the polls. These polls are blatant lies. Made up. even with them being made up, they're still having to admit that Trump is leading Biden. Now, it's no longer double digits. It was 9 points in Pennsylvania. But they admit he's leading elsewhere. But then here's what another poll. Oh, Joe Biden's leading in the national vote. So I don't know about you. Have you been polled? How could they know Joe Biden's leading? I'm not talking about average voter. They're saying if they were to go and you just polled all 300 and whatever number of voted, say 180 million voting Americans, Biden is ahead of Trump. Okay, so how can he be ahead of Trump in that, but he's not leading in any of the other polls? It makes no sense, because it doesn't make sense. And as I tell you, when it makes no sense when it should, then you have to ask yourself, what's the goal? Now, are there people holding on to the vestiges that maybe we can just please get Joe Biden in again? Not possible. Not the candidate. Want to know the other story I saw? Gavin Newsom shifting towards the middle. Didn't read it, but you can bet Gavin Newsom's going to start softening his stance on a lot of things that we hold near and dear, because they're going to want him to seem like a centrist. Good luck with that. You're going to start seeing polls. Gavin Newsom head-to-head with Trump. Wins in battleground states. Wins in all these different things. Because they're going to try to convince you that even though this guy worshipped at the altar of Joe Biden, he's not Joe Biden. Even though he's destroyed the city of San Francisco, the state of California, so what? He's going to destroy America. You're going to grin and bear it. You're going to love it. Because he's so good-looking. Don't forget that. He's much younger and better-looking than Trump, right? I don't know what the polls are, but I'm going to tell you something. I know how to read them. Multiple media outlets at the time when I was talking about, and I'm going to read them. New York Times. Poll shows low approval ratings for Biden and Trump coasting. That's right off the website. Projects.538.com. President. General polls, 538. And again, Trump crushing Biden. Let's see what else we got here. People also ask. Whatever. Polls showing Trump up by 10 points over Biden for 2024 election. That was in The Guardian. Trump edges out Biden. You ready for the number? 51-42 in the head-to-head matchup. ABC.com. Anyway, by the way, that one, Trump was up numerically 3 points. Biden was down numerically 2 points in that particular story. Now, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because Trump's going to edge up even more, because you know what? People realize this doesn't happen to Israel if Trump's president. And you know what they're also going to be afraid of? Can it happen here? All Trump has to do is make sure he lets people know, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to implement things that matter. And then he's got to pick a good VP candidate. The New York Times even reported on Biden's demise. I told you this. I declared that these polls clearly show that Biden is where he is. And I stand by my declaration that he will not be the Democrats' person. Now, I mentioned before, a few days earlier, we had learned this from the propaganda machine. Joe Biden, who has seen a roller coaster of results recently in polls across the country ahead of the 2024 presidential election, received good news on Wednesday after a new poll showed him leading among registered voters. So there's a group out there that says, okay, Trump's ahead of him. He's leading him double digits in multiple states, but with registered voters, he's not leading. Joe Biden leads Trump. It's almost like that one little vestige of hope they want Biden to hang on to as they prepare to get rid of him. Joe Biden leads Republican front runner and former President Donald Trump in the latest poll released by The Economist and YouGov, finding the incumbent holds a 5% lead over Trump among registered voters. See, that's the wiggle room they want to leave. Well, Trump was leading in those other polls, but not with the people that matter, the voters. They found that Biden received 45%. Trump came in at 40%. It's propaganda. Nobody truly believes that Biden is ahead of Trump. Nobody. Not the Democrats, not even the brain-dead moronic leftists like Joy Behar. And we've got a clip of her. And here's what she said about Joe Biden.
The economy is booming.
Yeah.
Inflation is down. The stock market is doing well. People are having an easier time putting bread on the table, etc. He doesn't seem to be getting the credit for that. Only 41% approval. Is it because they think he's old? Because I don't see anything else they can point to with him.
Seriously. The economy, she says, is booming when we're in a recession. Stock market up. What, from one day to the next? Maybe. But the stock market in Joe Biden's presidency for 3 years hasn't performed at a fraction of what it did for Trump. Inflation is down? Is she looking at stuff? Does this woman buy her own things or what? Where's inflation down? I just saw a consumer price index for foods rose 0.5%. You know what they said? An unexpected rise. Unexpected by whom? I've expected it. So she wonders, is it just that they don't like Joe because he's old? Maybe they don't like him because he's incompetent. This polling, folks, is nothing more than propaganda. They give you a little bit of the truth. Yes, Trump is ahead, way ahead. Nobody believes Biden's leading Trump in any poll. The media brutalized Joe Biden by telling partial truth. Trump is kicking his butt the same way he was prior to the election in 2020. He was whooping Joe Biden's butt. No question. Those later polls were throwing Joe Biden an olive branch. That's it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Steve Scalise said, focusing on the needs of America, bigger than any personal vendettas House Republicans may have with one another, he announced at a conference meeting last night he would be pulling out of the Speaker of the House race after a full day of meetings with fellow Republicans. The Biden administration arranging charter flights to help Americans leave Israel as the country is at war with Hamas. The United States and Qatari governments halting a deal that would have granted Iran $6 billion in humanitarian aid. The European Union issuing warnings to Meta and X regarding the dissemination of what they call disinformation following the Hamas attack on Israel. These social media companies have 24 hours to provide their strategies for getting rid of online terrorist content. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'd like to see Joe Biden have to fight multiple lawsuits. Lawsuits of investors who lost money, lawsuits around his bank accounts, filing for his taxes and lawsuits for that, lawsuits of misappropriation of America's money, all kinds of stuff, impeachment proceedings. I would like to see how much that old fool could take. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Joe Biden should never have had classified documents in his possession. Now, this is the least of his worries. But I'm glad they're bringing it back up. And while our minds are on Israel and the people that are suffering and all that, life goes on. And that's what you got to remind yourself when you're doing this type of work, is that you can't lose sight of what the Democrats are doing. While things like this are popping, they will try to hide things. It's in politics is a dirty business. Dirty. Joe Biden shouldn't have had classified documents. And this guy liked to share his documents with his favorite people, the Chinese. Here's what I want you to understand. If Donald Trump had done what Biden had done, Trump would be in prison. And rightfully so. I want you to imagine Trump as a senator turned VP who took classified documents and had them in multiple locations. Trump, to be Biden, would have been a compromised president who allowed his crackhead son to run the family business and would have ties to 20 LLCs. Money coming from China, Russia, Ukraine, Romania, and elsewhere. And Trump would be a man who received wires from the Chinese to his home and whose think tank was funded by the Chinese. And then you would see that Donald Trump then lifted the restrictions on Chinese and said, we can't be going after them. He removed the thing that let the clandestine services really look into the actions of China. Both gave them so much trade in one single month, we almost hit $1 trillion in a month for the first time in our history. Don't be surprised if we hit it shortly thereafter. So, if that were Trump's record, you can be guaranteed, I wouldn't be singing his praises, the man would deserve to be in prison. And you can bet your sweet buttocks that he would have been raided in multiple locations by the FBI, Biden would have been, if he had been Trump. And nobody can argue that, because it already happened to Trump. But it didn't happen to Biden. And he's far more egregious in his activities, anti-American activities, for goodness sake. But Biden isn't Trump. So he skated for years. And the question that you ask me, the question I probably get the most these days, because it used to be, Kevin, why do black people vote Democrat? Now, the question I get the most is, what do you think is going to happen to the Bidens? Quick commercial for the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm going to be brutally honest with you. If you guys don't support us, if you don't get the show out there, if you don't financially support us, I'm going to make some drastic decisions. Voice could go away. It's that simple. You know, my family and I, we've invested literally seven figures over a 15-year period in this. We had an event. This is what drove me to it. We had an event, spectacular event. We had Shelby Steele, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institute. This is where Victor Davis Hanson and Thomas Sowell, our fellow senior fellows. We had Michael Bowen, an AI expert, Dr. Tabia Lee, who was absolutely brilliant, Eric Smith. We had names of people I bet you don't even know. These people make Jordan Peterson look like he's boring. I mean, and many times Jordan can be boring. People that came to this event were blown away. And do you know, Melissa and I have to go into our bank account to help pay this. It's pathetic. Black conservatives putting on, and by the way, we had Mark Morano, probably the best presentation on climate change I've ever seen in my life. We talked the future of AI with a guy who knows it. I call him the Black Elon Musk, Michael Bowen. We had Misha Maynard, who left the Democratic Party. She gave us more insights to the Democrats than you've gotten from, 50 of the other people's events. And I got to go into my pocket to pay for it. Conservative movement should be ashamed of ourselves. We want people out there fighting. We want people out there giving it their all. And by the way, those of you who give, thank you so much. I appreciate you more than you know. Because if it weren't for the bit that you did give, who knows? My bank account would have gone to zero. It's dangerously close. And you know what I'm going to tell you? I'm not going to let my family suffer over a cause where people just want to give me lip service. Oh, Kevin, you're funny, you're entertaining, whatever. I'm more than that. I'm a super patriot. We do a store. We put product in there that I think is amazing stuff. Things that put our message out there. Doesn't sell. Put a show out there for years. Oh, Kevin, we love the message. Yeah? How much? How much do you love it? You love it enough to support it. You love it enough to promote it. I'm giving you tough love now because I'm sick of it. And we do this event. Charles comes in. We got my entire staff there. Lorianne did a phenomenal job. The best speakers on the planet. Nobody's done an event anywhere close to this. Not one I've been to. And that's my reward? I don't need to make money on it, but I dang sure shouldn't lose any. And you know what I shouldn't have to do? Beg so we get enough sponsorship. And thankfully, you know what I did? I called friends of mine and said, will you help sponsor this? And if I hadn't done that, I wouldn't even be on this program today because I would have said, screw this. But luckily, my friends came to bat for me. And this was through my nonprofit. This is where people can donate at SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. I know my producers are like, we're going too far. We're not going too far. Screw it. You don't want to listen to me? Don't. But we put this on through my nonprofits. Every dollar that goes in there is accounted for, and it's a tax deduction. And still, you can't get people to support it. Oh, Kevin, we need black voices. We need. I assembled the most amazing black voices and non-black voices. Again, it wasn't an all-black event. We didn't want that. Kim Miller from Arizona Women of Action, Christy Narcy, Mark Morano, Christian Toto gave one of the best woke Hollywood presentations you could ever see. It was a fun event. Billy Harfish came, radio DJ out of here, out of Arizona. We gave everything, man, and got nothing. And the other side is bucked up, man. They will give money to black terrorists. And we can't get support? Shame on us. Anyway, I'm going to go back to this classified document thing. You asked me, Kevin, are they going to prosecute Biden? Don't know, don't care. You know, look, we're fighting. I'm fighting so that you don't have to ask that question. Joe Biden should be prosecuted. White House Counsel Edward Siskel got a letter from Comer, and he says, you omitted months of communications, planning, and coordinating based on documents that we found. And they interviewed a Penn Center employee that had some interesting news, and here it is. On March 18th, 2021, Annie Tomasino took inventory of Biden's documents and material that was stored at the center. This is where he kept his private office when he was VP. The same witness testified that October 13, 2022, which is more than a year later, Ashley Williams removed a few of Biden's boxes that had classified materials. Now, this flies in the face of what the White House said. They said they declared all relevant documents and then moved them to the National Archives or the DOJ. But Biden's personal attorney said the documents were discovered on November the 2nd, which is another Biden, which means it's a blatant lie. They conducted 3 witness interviews on 5 different occasions with different folks, his assistant, Kathy Chung, and others. 5 people have had access to these classified documents. 5 people. If the FBI were doing what they did to Trump, these people would have been strong-armed and they would have been made to turn on Joe Biden or face jail. Well, Comer's asking a very simple question. He says there's no reasonable explanation as to why this many White House employees and lawyers were so concerned with retrieving boxes they believe only contain personal documents and materials. I agree.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The more we learn about the Bidens, the worse it gets. I mean, you have a kid that doesn't want to pay child support and does everything he can to hide money. The same guy runs the family's criminal enterprise, doesn't want to pay his taxes, so he hides his money. Then some fat cat bails him out. The way they've been doing him his whole life, and I'm not blaming him. You know, growing up with that kind of a daddy, a pathological liar who just does whatever it takes to get ahead, uses the mother, the death of his own mother, of this guy's mother, Hunter's mother, to get ahead politically. And then he watches his dad operate. Think about this. Hunter Biden didn't come to be who he is because he, you know, was the prodigal son. He watched his daddy work. He watched this man work the room. And he went, wow, I can do that. I can be duplicitous. I can smile in people's face and be something completely different. And the only difference with Hunter Biden is he recorded his debauchery. Joe Biden didn't. Joe Biden was smart enough. I'll give him this. He was smart enough to say, there's not going to be much of a paper trail. Now, he was stupid because we have a couple of clips of him saying, oh, yeah, I can be bought. And we also have that clip of him saying, yeah, I extorted my son out of a bad deal with Viktor Shokin. We have that clip. But for the most part, Joe Biden knows. Don't keep a record of it. He learned well in D.C. Welcome, folks, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I hope you'll check out our store, shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I think we have some of the most amazing stuff in there. I am so proud of it. It's like a new baby. It really is. Everybody we show what we've did, which I think was very creative on my part, they love it. And I hope you do, and I hope you tell people about it. Outside of the norm, you know, we got to get out of this echo chamber of just, you know, we did this event and we told patriot groups. But you know what we didn't do? We didn't talk to the educators, the ones who are dealing with woke education. We didn't talk to the law enforcement officers that are tired of woke. We didn't talk to the business owners who are tired of woke. We just went to the normal folks. And there's nothing wrong with that, but goodness gracious, guys, we got to get outside of the echo chamber. I'm about to tell you what's going on in, with Hunter Biden and his family and his daddy and all that. And there's stuff that you know and there's stuff that you don't know. And there's stuff that's creeping up on them. And you need to be prepared and armed to be able to fight these people when they bring up something stupid. I want to just do classes on that. Where are the rich fat cats out there that say, you know what, KJ, I got you, man. Go do it. Here's my, I need a write-off. I'll put the money in your education account. Go for it. I don't know who they are. You know what? I know we reach a lot of people every day on this show. And here's what I'll tell you. I have no requirements of you except to do the best you can to support our efforts because I can't do it for free. But I don't know who you know. And people will tell me, oh, Kevin, I got a friend. He's super rich. He loves your work. Okay. Tell him to love it more than just loving it, you know, vicariously. How about he loves it by saying, you know what? I got to build more of those voices. That's what we have to have. The left has it in droves, and they will fund terrorism. God, it's pathetic. The Biden family, fit for Maury. Get this. The IRS considered hitting first son Hunter Biden with felony tax charges over his removal of nearly $40,000 from his daughter's college fund and failure to report it as additional income on his 2019 returns. And you know what he used the money for? Anybody want to guess? If you said crack and hookers, you'd be right. He didn't invest it. This is a man who stole money from his child. IRS Special Agent Joseph Ziegler told the House Ways and Means Committee that federal tax investigators uncovered approximately $39,820 that Hunter, 53-year-old Hunter, not at the time. Anyway, he looted from his high school-aged daughter Macy's 529 college savings plan. Now, those plans are set up so once you put it in there, it's for the kid. You're not supposed to touch it. You leave it alone because it's their college fund, and it's got special tax implications. And Hunter Biden, who wanted to satisfy his drug and hooker habit, took almost $40,000 from his daughter. A few weeks prior, they said Hunter had dodged a family intervention and instead holed up in a hotel to smoke crack, according to his 2021 memoir, Beautiful Things. This is Hunter telling you what he did. Now, the IRS had to go and add to the story. So Hunter skipped his intervention, took his daughter's money, smoked it, and had prostitutes. And Joe Biden says this is the best guy that he knows. This is a guy that the left wants to protect at all costs. After liquidating Macy's college savings, he went in even deeper into the throes of his addiction in the coming months, sending payments to his drug dealer, a webcam service, and prostitutes in the following weeks, according to emails on his laptop. Not conjecture, not vast right-wing conspiracy, just the facts, ma'am. The IRS also found personal distributions he claimed as a business deduction totaling approximately $12,791, according to Ziegler's affidavit. But after having recommended felony charges for $52,611 in unreported income, federal prosecutors pursued a misdemeanor tax count for failing to pay $22,860 in taxes on it. So what Hunter did was intentionally try to move money from one category to the next, knowingly. Now, I've seen people, like one of my friends said, I got a, he wanted to write off his suits because he's, you know, we were in professional sales. We were told to wear a suit to work, suit and tie. You didn't wear like a button-up polo. You wore a suit and tie. And he says, I'm going to deduct, see what I can do. I'm going to deduct my suits as a business expense. The IRS didn't allow it. And I was like, seriously? He goes, no, they didn't allow it. Because you could wear your suit to church or wherever. Okay, I kind of get it. But it wasn't like he was hiding prostitutes. Hunter Biden put under a category that he was had a golf membership where he had a membership to a sex club operation. Now, look, I don't know if Hunter golfs or not, but I do know people that do have golf memberships because a lot of money, a lot of transactions do occur at golf events. I've done them myself. But if I don't think I could get away with considering it, you know, a sex club. I mean, I would think you'd know the difference. And if you put sex club versus golf, which, by the way, I've never heard of Hunter Biden golfing. Well, that's not true. I think he was in a picture with his dad. But if it's a golf thing, put the golf thing down. You know he's hiding, in other words. And see, that's criminal. You make a mistake, you don't know, you miscategorize. That's a mistake. That's what audits are for. Please clarify. I've been to an audit where they said, Kevin, can you clarify such and such? I said, happy to come in. I've told this story a few times on the radio. I went in, I told the lady, I always underpay. You're going to owe, I mean, overpay. You're going to owe me money. She says, Kevin, it will be the first time in my career, 12-year career as an IRS agent, where I've ever given anybody money back. I said, well, prepare to do it. So we sat there. We went through my taxes for 3 hours, give or take, and they owed me $2,800. I said, I told you, I was glad to come in for the audit. I always overpay. I don't try to get out of it. And I don't mix things up with this is what we're doing here or there. No, this is what we have, period. This is what I'm filing. And that's what I give you. So I'm not worried about it. Anyway, they said the disclosure is one of many that was made to the House by Ziegler and of course, Gary Shapley, who alleged that the Justice Department slow-walked their probe of Hunter Biden, blocked them from taking investigative steps. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because this is about character. Hunter Biden stole money from his child for his crack habit. Now, the Biden family tried to intervene. Congratulations to them. But now what Joe Biden has become is a big enabler. That's all he does. He enables Hunter Biden. And he's doing it now. No lessons are being learned here. Hunter says, I'm not guilty of a gun charge that he knows he's guilty of. Do you think he's learned a lesson? Something tells me no. Is he still living high on the hog? Absolutely he is. He's not learned a thing. And he won't get any lessons. The only lesson is when we deliver it publicly to the Biden family.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.